Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So we tend not to think very much of about our brain when we're young, and it's easy to take for granted because the brain actually plays a vital role in the quality of our life. It's the command center for our nervous system, functions, it regulates our memory, our moods, our energy, and our mobility. But for certain, as we age, the risk to brain health actually increases, and 1 in 4 adults will experience a stroke in their lifetime. Every 5 years after the age of 65, the risk of Alzheimer's doubles, and as well as other neurological conditions, they also increase. The most shocking statistic is from the CDC, which shows that 77% of adults age 45 to 65 with at least one chronic disease show some subjective cognitive decline, compared to just 22% with no chronic disease. So certainly if we have a chronic illness or chronic disease, chronic inflammation, it really increases our risk of cognitive decline. So let's talk a little bit about some things that we can do to protect our brain health. So this week I'm going to talk about 3 different things, and next week I'm going to continue on and talk about some more things. So one of the key things I focus on for brain health with patients is really a diet high in antioxidants. It minimizes oxidative stress, which can lead to impaired cognitive function, particularly with regards to memory. So the kind of things I like to focus on that are high in antioxidants include brightly colored produce, things that contain turmeric and curry, many beans, foods high in vitamin C also contain many antioxidants, and studies show a link between low intake of vitamin C and development of dementia. So we really want to focus on high vitamin C foods. The other thing I like to emphasize is omega-3 fatty acids wherever possible, because our brain contains fatty acids, something called DPA and EHA, and a diet high in omega-3 really helps build new brain cells. So good sources include nuts and seeds, organic fatty fish, and plant oils, things like flaxseed. And coffee, a lot of people drink coffee, but it's actually been linked to a reduced risk of stroke and Alzheimer's, perhaps because it has antioxidant qualities. Now, some people shouldn't be drinking a lot of coffee because it actually helps to, it can raise their blood pressure. So if you're sensitive to caffeine, green tea actually has even stronger brain health benefits because it has high levels of an amino acid called L-theanine, which can actually trigger a relaxation response. So really, antioxidants are a good place to start with regards to brain health, and next week I'll give you some more tips as well for increasing brain health.
Thank you. I definitely want to keep my brain healthy, and those tips will be useful, and I look forward to others next week. In the meantime, if someone wants to consult with you, you offer a 15-minute consultation for free, either by phone or in person. How do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Look after your brain, look after yourself, and do it naturally. Call Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more about brain health next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.